Zero TR Mobile.
Yar, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Good afternoon, Gary. Well, we heard you done a little concrete work today.
Yeah, back is not too sore, but yes, Matt has gotten his tower planted. He himself dug out a 3-foot by 3-foot by 3-foot hole, and I think the final tally was 47 bags of 80-pound sacrete that went in the hole, and that's the base.
That's totally amazing. I think I'd have went for the mobile concrete truck, but, you know, it depends on your location.
An issue, because where it was located, Matt's septic tank is also located in a septic field, and it would have been difficult to bring a concrete truck back in there, and possibly could have been pumped back in there, but I'm not sure that would have been cost-effective.
Big bet on that. What's Matt's call? Steve was trying to think of that this morning. In for something, isn't it?
Form 4 Echo.
Yeah, I remember that Echo in there. Oh, shoot. Well, that's great. You guys deserve a star on the walls, I say, Gary, for helping him out do that. If I was younger, I'd put up the tower, but I've just been reluctant to at my age. First of all, I love to climb, and I can't do it anymore. Second of all, with a bad back, about 10 pounds is about, I might be able to lift 20 momentarily, but that's it. If you can believe that one, and that's the gospel.
I understand I've thrown my back out in the past, and knock on wood, you know, I'm doing okay right now, but I've been there, and it's no fun. Well, some big changes potentially coming up for me, and you might be interested in this. I'm about to become part of your fraternity. I just bought a Toyota.
You won't be like Phil, W4NGU. You can't follow the star on the front of the hood, I might add. But I'll tell you what, you just bought a star. You know, Amy, our daughter, worked for the Toyota Technical Center for 2 years in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And she always said, Dad, those Camrys are all people's cars and the different models. And so she tried other cars, and the same thing happened, and the consumer's guide would tell you so. At any rate, she said they're old cars, but she said after working there, I can tell you this, you get what you pay for.
Well, I was looking for a small SUV and to replace actually the Mini Cooper, and more about that in a second, but coincidentally, Consumers Reports magazine came out, and it's their annual auto issue, and so their top-rated small SUV was not a Toyota. It was the Subaru Forester, but also very highly rated were the Honda CR-V and the Toyota RAV4. So I looked at all of those, test drove all of those, and it was the RAV4 that I felt the most comfortable in, and so that's what I got.
KV2HXS Mobile.
Recognizing David. Yeah, and you know, any one of those is a very, very fine choice. The Subaru is one of the safest I know. I don't know if they still use that four-cylinder opposed or not, but they weren't as gas efficient as some of the other cars. I like the V6s. W4DJW has an Avalon, and he bought the hybrid. He said the taxes are much higher on a hybrid, but he says it's got plenty of horsepower. And I was surprised at that because Dave drives a Maxima Nissan, and they got a lot of horsepower. And he's very satisfied with that Avalon, and he says it's incredible on gas mileage. Anyway, so I'm going to turn it over to David, KB2HSX in 0TR, and I'm in here with W4EEY, Gary.
And Tom, just a question for Gary about that Mini Cooper. My wife and I were thinking about a Mini Cooper for a while. I noticed a couple of years when they had those, the Peugeot engines in them that weren't very good. I guess they had some issues with the timing chain gears falling apart or something. Any comment on that? Go ahead, Gary. KB2HXS.
Well, what I have is a 2008 Mini Cooper Clubman. It was the first year of the Clubman design, and their big thing is the split doors in the back, so that's how you can distinguish them. And it does, in fact, have a Peugeot engine. I haven't had any timing problems or, you know, gear or chain, whatever they use. I have had some other things. In fact, it's in the shop right now to have the oil pan replaced or repaired because it was leaking oil. It just started to do that about a month ago. But other than that, I'm going to keep it. And actually, my fiance, Lisa, is going to be driving it. So it'll help get her out from under a car payment. Anything else I can answer?
No, that's it. That's it. That's excellent. I was going to try and buy it from you. That's exactly what my wife wanted, was the split rear doors, you know, because we just love, you know, we have a 2009 Honda CR-V, and it's got, I think it's pushing 140 or 150,000 miles, and that thing runs like a top. You know, I kept oil changes. I did a tune-up on it last year. We had to do some repair work on the air conditioning, which, of course, I did myself. And then we put new shocks, new start assemblies in front and rear, new brakes and tires, and the thing is just solid as can be, you know. But we always wanted a weekender, something to just bomb around and go up to the mountains and put the top down and get the wind in our hair, or what's left of my hair.
Hey, 4VWA.
Okay.
Well, fine. The trade-in value of the Clubman that I have from 2008 was probably only going to be around $2,000. The Kelley Blue Book retail is around $4,000, so I'm sure there's some out there. I've got 115,000 miles on the Clubman, and no major issues. Go ahead, Steve. Come on in.
Hey, Dave. Give me a call on the cell phone whenever you get started up there tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, Verizon refused to transfer that phone line over for her. We have to call into Verizon number and go through a bunch of crap, and that is a Verizon corporate store. The guy there said all they do is cell phones. You ever heard of such junk in your life?
Oh. All right, Steve, I'll give you a call tomorrow, no problem. Can you say around noontime-ish? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I'm ready to date it. I'd appreciate it. Listen, be very, very careful who you talk to on the radio. Right now, you got a good reputation.
Well, I heard somewhere about misinformation and your name came up. I don't know. Tom, you got a comment on that?
I'm a stuff at Steve. I would say that, no, I can't remember what I said. It might have been something like that. Be careful with Steve. He's the biggest source of misinformation in South Carolina. But I'd be remiss if I was to divulge that information as I have a secret clearance.
Got a degree in BS.
It sucks anymore. That doesn't mean the same thing.
Amen, brother. Hey, Gary. So, did you have fun today?
And I have to say that Steve's reputation is stellar. Without the use of his cement mixer and his tractor to move the bags of cement, we planted a tower today. It would have taken forever and really worn us all out. So kudos to Mr. Steve. David, go ahead and pick it up. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Before you pick it up, jump in there. Dave has a tower that he's going to be wanting to put up. Only his is going to be a whole lot more simple. Think we could round him up some help?
Steve, he's a two call.
Oh, I mean, come on. Come on, man. I don't know. I don't know if I can share the airwaves with all that fluff you blew up Steve's ego with. I don't know, Gary. He blew his ego up pretty good. I don't know if there's room on here for me.
Played pretty fast with Tom on the air.
Shoot. Well, you got to give Steve a bad time, but I give him a star on the wall like I did you this morning, Gary. That's really kind and nice of you guys. And I'd love to have my tower back that I had in Kansas or something better. It was just a 50-footer, but I really enjoyed it. But I do real well with my two-wire antennas, so in my age, I don't want my kids to have to take it down someday. So I guess that isn't an excuse, because I know the ham radio guys would come out and take it down. I used to help do that back home in Kansas to people that weren't able, and now I are one. Anyways, I think Steve got a phone call, if I heard right, in the background, so I'll give an opening for somebody here and then pass it back to Gary. This is N0TR Mobile.
Nobody else is in there, right? I had a 50-foot tower. It was a Rhone 25 down in Florida. And due to a unforeseen divorce back in 07, when I took it down, I basically gave it away because I didn't know what my future held. And Steve was gracious enough to help me out and find a tower for me up here. So I just got to do a little work on it, got to get a new crank on it, and just clean it up and prep it. Then I'll dig a hole and get a pad poured for it. Other than that, Tom, or I'm sorry, Gary, over to you. AB2HXS Mobile.
Also in Mobile here, just coming on Highway 25, north of Traveler's Rest. And yeah, that was what we put up today. I believe it was Rhone 25. What Matt did was just plant a section into the ground and then surround it. And he's going to guy it. And he's, the plan is to go up 55 feet. He's got then a two-element stepper, 20 through 6, that he's rebuilding and going to put that at the top. So that will help him out with his DX and contest activities, I'm sure. And, yeah, very good possibility that I may be moving. I just went through a divorce myself. My divorce was final in January. Hallelujah. The third Mrs. Wise is on the horizon. So we got to find a place to live, and it's probably not going to be where I am right now. So might be some new antennas in my future. Let's put it that way. Go ahead, Tom.
Towers. Everybody's got towers in their future.
Oh, God, he's back.
Is he ours if I got it? Yeah, Gary, I've not visited your place up there. I'd like to see it sometime before you move. I've heard really nice things from different ones. And by the way, Bob, ND7J, you realize he travels a whole lot, and he's had a Toyota, and I don't know what model it is, but it's something like a RAV4, and drove the wheels off of it. And I can tell you, if you keep oil in them, and just change the oil and the filter, the intake air filter once in a while, and the cabin air filter, and good tires on it, that's all you'll ever have to do to that car. Amy drives one now. What model's it, Bernice? It's a Highlander. And I think that thing is as quiet as this Avalon, and that is saying a lot for an SUV. So I think you made a good choice. Any one of those four would have been mine, but Toyota is all I'm ever going to buy in my lifetime. We had four of these Avalons and never had a minute's trouble out of any of them other than very, very extremely minor things. Go ahead, I guess you're back in there. KV4, KN4, BWA, in Gerald GR.
Back. Yeah, we had a good time up there today. And it worked out good. How long did we spend on that concrete there, Gary?
After 9, and we were done by 11:30.
10 bags is what I had last count.
Yep.
And Tom, that was 80-pound bags.
I know what you're talking about. I couldn't even push one around, let alone lift it. Yeah, I've mixed concrete before, and Renice and I have done it in this little, I don't know what you'd call it. I think it was, it's like a big motor cover, a safety cover from a motor that my neighbor had that he gave me. So for a little project, we use that to mix it in, and we can't hardly handle that quickcrete. It's so heavy. But that's really nice you guys could get together and do that for Matt. And I don't know what kind of health Matt's in, but I'm sure he appreciated you. Well, we're approaching Wade Hampton down here. Turned over to Dave, KB2HXS, in 0TR. Did I get that right, Dave?
You did. Congratulations. Yeah, I'm gonna put a 50-foot tower up. Probably crank it up to about 40 feet or so. I'm going to anchor it down to the ground and bolt it up to my soffit, because it is a 2x6 soffit. I went up in the attic and checked it out, so I can bolt it right through. And then I'm going to put just a tri-band vertical up top and a wire off the sidearm, and that's all I need it for. That's when I get a little height. Height is right. And get out there and be heard more. Unfortunately, people will hear me better, so... Anyway, over to you, Steve. KN4 VWA, KB2HXS.
Good fun today. Dave, I'll see you tomorrow at about 12:30. And Tom? Well, I just don't know. What can I say? I'll see you guys soon. Talk to you later. 73's KN4 VWA. Y'all carry on. I got to go put a mixer away, put up a farm tractor, and disconnect the trailer. I'm clear.
And did you say he's going to put a vertical antenna on top of that? Surely not.
Yeah, just a VHF, a 6-meter, 2-meter, 440 antenna on the top, and then a wire off the sidearm.
Oh, okay. Well, my head was in HF. I was going to say, if I had to put one up now, I think I'd go for a log periodic for HF. I had a tri-band, mostly antenna, but it has traps on it. And down here, they get ice. And that's not good with a trapped antenna. They get heavy. And then it had, it was 10 through 20, and I had 12 and 17 on there in a add-on rotatable dipole. And boy, it worked beautifully. But at any rate, like you guys, my kids both said I was going to move, and my wife said I was going to move, so when the War Department speaks, you know how that is, you're going to move. And I'm glad I did. Anyways, boy, everybody's dodging in front of me here like they're going someplace, and I think I got at least 1.5 car lengths, and then they dodge right in between it. Yeah. They walk among us. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, I wanted to mention that you and Bernice are welcome up to the QTH anytime. If your health is such you feel up to it, just let me know when you want to come up, and yeah, we'll give you the grand tour.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate that. Well, we've both been vaccinated now, so we feel liberated. Go ahead, David.
Pulling into the driveway of my home, the ranch. So I'm gonna bow out and catch you guys a little bit later. I'm gonna throw it back to you, Tom, N0TR in the group. Have a good afternoon. KB2HXS out of here.
Okay, dude. As I say, the pleasure's all mine. Nice talking to you again today. Twice today. And, oh, Gary, the kids are hounding us now to come to a graduation party in Detroit when the granddaughter graduates. I'm not crazy about that, but I'll probably lose that battle.
I understand. Well, one of the reasons I'm buying the car, the new car, is that Lisa and I would like to, this spring or summer, also make a trip up to Michigan. Sure, my old stomping grounds, and her mom and stepdad live up in Alpena, so we're going to go all the way up there.
Hey, we drove that one time and followed the kids, and both of our kids drive like Mario Andretti, and almost lost us once, but it worked out. But that's a long drive, but if you're in good health, it's not so bad. I could do it, and got good vision and all that. It's just sitting for a long time as a booger anymore. There's no cure for lower back arthritis. They can't operate on it, can't do nothing. So they tell me. So I've been thinking about going to Bernice's back surgeon and getting an evaluation from him. It gets real, real extremely bad, and then it'll be good for a day, and then it'll go just the opposite. And I've tried every medication on earth, and ultrasound. We've been on our own ultrasound. And I use the TENS unit to shock it on, and there's no cure. You can just relieve it a little bit, and that's about it. So long trips in the car are not too desirable either. Even mowing the lawn cripples me up for a couple of days, but I ain't giving that up. They make enough Tylenol that I can get by. But you'll enjoy that car, and the reliability is incredible, so I hope I'm not stepping on my toes telling you that. But that's been our experience, and that's been the consumer's guide.
One of the reasons I picked it, because it's one of the top three in this class for reliability, and I opted also not to get all-wheel drive, rather just the front two-wheel drive, reducing the complexity. There's so many buttons and bells and whistles, though, that it's light years ahead of any car that I've owned, so it's still going to be a heck of a lot of fun. All right, let me say 73 to you. I'll concentrate on what's going on here, and yeah, going to stop a couple errands here, and then going to spend the evening with Lisa, have dinner together, and just kind of relaxing from the day. Hope you do the same. N0TR, 73 to you and Bernice. This is Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
AL4DLC.
Okay, Gary. Yeah, that was another wise decision. It just adds something that you're not going to need down here, I don't think. And that's the complexity. The braking station, I think, was Delta Lima. Charlie, go ahead. This is N0TR. My name's Tom, and I'm with Gary, W4EEY.
Tom, Gary, this is Al, Alpha Lima, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Delta Lima Tango, and I believe Tom is wanting to get out of there, and I just wanted to, I was copying the mail, wanted to catch y'all before you're gone. Sounds like you two fellows are from Michigan, is that correct?
No, I'm from Kansas, and we've been down here about 10 years and living in Greer. Go ahead, Gary.
Michigan originally, from the town of Midland, but lived in Saginaw for a number of years, and came south, though, in 1988.
Yeah, roger that, Gary. Saginaw, Michigan, where Lefty Frizzell is from. I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I was born in Washington, D.C. When I was 4 years old. My dad had got transferred to Southbridge Air Force Base, and we lived there in Fort Huron, Mount Clemens first, then Fort Huron, until 1980 when I left Michigan and moved back south myself. I say back south because that's where my family's from.
I live in West Bloomfield, just outside of Detroit. Go ahead, Gary.
On son lives up in Milford, just not too far from Pontiac and Brighton. So, yep. And I have not been back up to Michigan for like 5 years, so I'm probably due for a trip.
Very lightly. You know, my brother worked out there in the Military Personnel Command in D.C. for 9 years, and I've had the opportunity to go out there a couple of times, and I can do without that traffic also. Over.
Right. There you go. Yep. Detroit, Washington especially. Washington is its own special animal. It sure is. Just like any major city in the United States. It is.
Well, yeah, well, another thing we had in common, because I worked for the Voice of America, and my last tour was in Washington, D.C., so I worked in Washington, but lived in Fredericksburg, Virginia, so I rode the VRE for 90 minutes each way every morning. That got old.
Yeah, I rode the Metro, and I always take it down and walk up to Arlington. That's a pretty good walk, by the way. I've been to Arlington like 3 times, and then we took 140 kids when we were president of the Band Boosters back home in Kansas, and we went to the old fort and different places out there of the United States Marine Corps, the oldest fort in the United States. So anyways, I'm going to sign out, and Gary, I'll turn it back to you. Nice meeting you, Al, and don't be a stranger. W4EEY, this is N0TR73. Gary, have a good day.
73, all the best. And Al, yes, nice to make your acquaintance. Please say hey again. 73 from Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee.
Very good, Tom, Gary. Thank you so much for letting me break in real quick. I'm just on my little portable here, my little HT Bowfang or Bowfang, however it's pronounced. And that's what I'm using it in the repeater right now. But you drive safe up there. I understand you're near Traveler's Rest right now. Be safe, and I'll let you have the road back. This is KF4DLC. Thank you. LT Portable, Easley, South Carolina. 4TXW Mobile.